I surely have many things to praise the Lord today. I want to thank Him for His love, for His mercy with me. And I want to thank the Lord because He's a wonderful God. And surely He is worthy of our love. He is worthy of our praise. Blessed be His holy name. I want to thank the Lord for what He's doing in our midst, because it's encouraging to see the hand of the Lord working and seeing changes in our life. Seeing changes in people's life. It's wonderful to know that God is completely faithful. Blessed be His holy name. Today, I want to share something with you that I hope it will be a blessing to you. It will be a help to me, to you, because it has been a help to me. I want to thank the Lord for His Holy Spirit and for the great, great faithfulness of the living God. Blessed be His holy name. I would like to begin today in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And I would like to read 16, verses 16 and 17. This is in Romans, chapter 8. The Spirit itself, it should be the Spirit Himself. Himself. The Holy Spirit is a person. Beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified. Here, Brother Paul is telling us that we are children of God. And if, pay attention to the condition, if, is a conditional word in English. If we are children of God, then it follows that we are what? Heirs. Heirs of God. And it follows, if we are heirs of God, we are also joint heirs. Joint heirs with Christ. Praise God and blessed be His holy name. According to the word of God, then we know that we are the children of God. We know that we are heirs of God. And we know that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Blessed be His holy name. Let's tie these verses together with Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. And I would like to read verses 4 through 7. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. In the fullness of time, let's remind ourselves that God is not limited by time. God lives in eternity. There is no time. But in the fullness of time, because God is dealing with people, that He is subjecting Himself to time. In the fullness of time, in the right moment, not 1 minute late, not 1 minute ahead, no, in the right time that was necessary, God, praise God, blessed be His holy name, God sent forth His Son Jesus. To what? Verse 5. To redeem them that were under the law. To redeem, to buy us back, because we were under the law of sin, and we were heading to hell. And at that time, in the precise time, Jesus came to this earth, that we might receive what? The adoptions of son. And I praise God, because I am an adopted son. Praise God for his love, and praise God for his mercies. And because ye are sons, praise the Lord, God has sent for his the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. If you are a child of God, if you are a son of God, if you are a daughter of God, you have the Holy Spirit in your hearts. And he bear witness with us that we are what? The children of God. Praise the Lord. And that's not the end of the story. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Praise the Lord. Because we have been adopted in the family of God, and because we are the children of God, we are not anymore a servant. And I rejoice in this, to see what God has done for each one of us. Servant in a very strong word is doulos in the Greek, and is slave. We were a slave. We were in that condition. Slave. I was a slave of sin. By choice. Because I brought myself to that state. But God, in his mercy, he picked me up. And picked you up too. And you change. And from the state of slavery, you become a child of God. And not only that, plus you have been made what? An heir of God with Jesus Christ. You see what God has done for us. This should fill our hearts with praises continually. We were a slave of sin. No hope for you, no hope for me. But Jesus came in the right time to redeem you, to redeem me. Praise God. And he changed our state of slavery, because we were a slave, all of us. And he made what? A child of God. And not only what? Then he made us an heir of God through Jesus Christ, or a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that great what God has done for us, for his people? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your wonderful name. But what is an heir? I need help. Because remember, the English is not my native language. So people help me. What's in an heir? Yeah, one that has an inheritance. One that inherits from the Father. That means that whatever God has is ours. It should be. It should be. And my book says, and your book says, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Listen carefully. The earth is the Lord's. God is in possession of the earth. The earth belongs to us? Absolutely. If we are heirs of God. Praise the Lord. are not only joint heirs with Christ. What is a joint heir? Help. What is a joint heir? We are together, huh? You say we're partner? Equal partners. That means that whatever Christ has, we are partaking of the same thing. People, that this knowledge, and listen, knowledge is power, should blow our minds. Should blow our minds that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. That means whatever God has, we have it. And whatever Christ has, we have it. And praise God. Praise the Lord for what He has done for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we need that the Holy Spirit will quicken our minds, our beings, to understand what God has done for us, and that I will create in our hearts a greater desire to surrender our life to Him, to see His life, to see His will, excuse me, accomplished in our life. We need a fresh touch from the Spirit of God to enlighten us. Bless. And Brother Paul knew this, Ephesians chapter 1. And I would like to read verses 15 through 18. This is Brother Paul writing to the church at Ephesus. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, that church, they have faith and they have love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Brother Paul was praying for these people. He was making mention of them in his daily prayers. But he prayed that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Paul was praying that God will give to these people the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And I believe that we also need it. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. He's not talking about the physical eyes. He's talking about the eyes of understanding. The spiritual eyes. For what? What do we need? Why do we need this? That ye may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory, the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Praise God. Those who pray, you that pray, pray that the Lord will give us wisdom, that the Lord will give us the spirit of revelation, that we can understand in a greater way what God has done for us and what it really means to be an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus Christ. Do we live according to the knowledge that the Lord has given to us? Does our life measure up to that knowledge? Remember, knowledge is power. Power. You see what the Lord has done for us? You know that the church of Jesus Christ, and we are part of the church, we don't live according to everything that God has done for us. And I remember Brother Tom Scully, I have heard that expression for you, brother, at least twice. We live like paupers. Brother Tom, do you remember saying something like that? I hope I understood well when you spoke. We live like paupers. Let's drop the S and use the singular. What is a pauper? A beggar, what else? No money? And another meaning is a very poor person. A pauper. We have so much from God. We have received so much from God. Nevertheless, we don't have it. We live, and we are satisfied with the little that we have. And by the way, we have that word in Spanish too. It's not a very common word in Spanish. You can see here. We have had a change now. Paupérrimo. We have double order. Paupérrimo. It's not a very common word. I don't know if my Mexican friends here know that word. ¿Conocen ustedes esta palabra en español? Paupérrimo. No, it's not a very common word, but we have it in Spanish. It means a very poor person. But we see, according to the word of God, that we are rich in Christ Jesus. That God has given us everything. That we are heirs of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And that whatever he has, it belongs to us. Praise God. But nevertheless, we still don't live according to the word of God. We are, spiritually speaking, we are, physically speaking, we are, financially speaking, very poor, according to the way that we live, but not in the eyes of God. Praise God. I want to talk to you about that, because I hope that God will touch your heart, and he has touched me to see changes in my life and see changes in your life. For those who don't belong to the community or don't know about the community, in our group we have a prayer, well, time that we call it a prayer tower. And every night, from 10 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock in the morning, somebody is praying. And we have a list that is a prayer request, some things that we pray for. And one of the things that we pray for is that the Lord will give us the great victory. And according to that paper, to that request, the great victory we pray that it will be, first, praise the Lord, spiritual victory. Then we follow, and it will be the physical victory. And later, the last one is the financial victory. So, here we have three things that we are supposed to pray for. Great victory in the spiritual part. Great victory in the physical realm. And great victory in the financial. Praise God. And today, I want to talk to you about this. Praise the Lord. To see what God has done for us, what God has made available for us, and then we can praise God. We can what? Measure ourselves. Individually, don't measure your brother. Don't measure your sister. It's only individually. Brother Randall has been teaching on Friday evenings. In the last classes, he began a study about the kingdom of God. And he mentioned 4 points according to that study. And I remember very well, Brother Tim, that you said then last night, would you repeat them loud for the people here, please? What are those? King, second, realm, the subjects, and domain. And we have been studying the king, and now we are talking about the realm, but also we're going to be studying, I think Brother Rwanda is going to do the subjects. And there is one verse that he has read, I don't know how many times, and we're going to go over that verse today to remind us of something that God has done for us. Romans 14 and verse 17. But this time, I think some people should be able to quote that verse, because we have gone and gone over this verse. For the kingdom of God is not what? Is what not? Meat and what? And drink, but what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Are you in the kingdom of God? Amen. Por el hermano, what a question. Yes, we are in the kingdom of God. And if we are in the kingdom of God, we have peace. Peace. Yes. And we have joy. We have peace and we have joy. Praise the Lord. Righteousness. Yes, we have righteousness. But I only wrote this one because I'm going to refer to this one. I cannot refer to everything. Thank you, Brother Randa, for checking the teacher. Thank you very much. I have some students that also check me on my Spanish classes. They find when I miss an accent mark, something like that. Very good. But I didn't write it there on the chalkboard because I'm going to let it go for today, because it's going to take a long time. But I want to talk about peace, because people, we have peace. Peace in Jesus. We have peace in God. Praise the Lord. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Pay attention. My peace. It's Jesus' peace. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Trouble. We have peace in God. That tranquility, that assurance, that peace of mind in God is so wonderful that we can rest in peace. That we can go to bed knowing that God is in control of everything. It doesn't matter the problem that we can have. We know God has given me peace. Peace. Praise the Lord. And let's read what Brother Paul read about peace, Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. And the peace of God, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, we have so much peace in God that absolutely nothing should bother, trouble us. Yes, we have problems. We suffer. As long as we are in this body of flesh, as long as we are in this world, we're going to have tribulation. We're going to go through the valley of the shadow of death, because it's needful in the plan of God. He saw that it was necessary, but in the valley, in the difficult times, in the testing of our faith, we have that peace. That peace that passes all understanding. And this is part of our what? Inheritance. This is our. Jesus, praise God, Jesus made possible that we can have that peace. One example, how the peace works in the life of people, Acts chapter 27, Acts chapter 27, and I would like to read verses 21 to 25. Remember, let's remind ourselves, this is Brother Paul. He's in a ship. He's going to Italy, because he was supposed to go before Caesar, because he appealed. And now he's there in that ship. You know the story. What happened there? Shipwreck. They were about to die. Let's read them, beginning with this verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest laid on us, they were going through a tempest, storm, and hope that we should be saved was then taken away. There was no hope for these people. You see, all were going to perish. But listen, Brother Paul, verse 21 now. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, listen, Paul, this man that has failed God because he disobeyed God. But nevertheless, the Spirit of God was still with him and was with him, faithful. And Paul stood among all these people and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not to have lost from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now, I exhort you to be of good cheer. Listen, Paul is exhorting these people. In the midst of this storm, in the midst of this tempest, that the ship was going to be destroyed by the waves of the sea. But Paul has something. And Paul has what you have and what I have. We have God. We have the Spirit of God. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. Hey, how did Paul know? How did Brother Paul know that nobody was going to perish? How? Let's keep reading. For there stood by me this night the angel of God. Do you still believe in angels? There is still word for the heirs of salvation. There is still word for us. And we can have these people. And we should have these experiences. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am. Oh. And whom I serve. Paul. Mm-hmm. Knew God. And he belonged to God. And he was a servant of God. Saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Peace. In the midst of the storm, Brother Paul was able to minister to these people. They were lost. No hope for them. But because Paul has something that you have too, and I have. Praise God. You see, we need to take possession of that wonderful peace that God has given us. And live it completely. Live it. Praise God. Peace. Now let's go and talk about joy. Because we also have joy in the Holy Ghost. John 15:11. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy remain in you, that my peace, my joy, is not the peace of the world, is not the joy of the world, is Jesus' peace, is Jesus' joy. My joy might remain in you, and that your joy, what? Might be full. Full. F-U-L-L. Full. Is that possible? Absolutely. Absolutely is possible. Let's go back to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 13 and verse 52. Acts. Praise the Lord. 13 and verse 52. And the disciples were what? Filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. But you can tell me, Brother Armando, that is for those people at that time because they need it. Oh, do we all need it today? This is for us too. We can be filled with joy. With so much joy. Hallelujah. I don't know how was your experience when you found the Lord, or maybe when the Lord found you. But I remember mine. I felt like in clouds of glory. Do you feel the same way? like in clouds of glory. Nothing bothered you. You were so much filled with the joy of the presence of God. That was wonderful. Huh? Clouds of glory. Huh? Maybe like the angel, like they picture the angel with a harp and all of that. No. But we have joy. And we know what the joy in the Lord is. Because if you have come to Jesus Christ, you know what the Bible is speaking about. Praise the Lord. And we can have so much joy that nothing will affect us. Praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful Savior, wonderful God. You have done so much for us, Lord. Joy is part of our inheritance that we have received from God. Praise the Lord. That joy is a help. Is joy as a help in our walk with God? Absolutely. Absolutely. we need the joy of the Holy Ghost to endure. Endure. Long suffering. Long suffering. And endure. Hebrews chapter 12. And verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. We, as Christians, we are in a race. It's a race. And the author of the book of Hebrews is telling us that we're supposed to run the race with patience because it has been set before us, looking unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. Looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. The author and finisher of our faith, Jesus began something in us, and he's going to finish it. Who? For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne. The joy was set before Jesus. Praise God. And he endured the cross because he knew what's going to happen with his death, that he will become our sacrifice. He knew, and that knowledge, that joy that he had helped him to endure his cross. And you and me, we have a cross to bear. Jesus says so. You see, the joy will help us to what? To bear our daily cross. Because we die daily. That joy, it will be a help. Praise God. The more joy that we have, the more peace that we have, the more that we can endure the cross that we all have been called to bear. Praise God. This is our inheritance. Praise God. Now, this is getting late. I don't want to take much of your time. But let's go to the physical. Physical, our inheritance, our victory that Jesus has accomplished for us. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. And verses 29 to 31. Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 29, 30, and 31. He giveth power to the faint. And I thank the Lord for that. We are all faint. We are all weak. That's the reason Jesus paid it all. Praise God. Weak. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. That our might, our strength is in Jesus. So we receive that strength that has been provided for us. Strength. And also, in a few minutes, we are be talking about also that's part of our inheritance. Healing. Strength. God knows that we are weak. And that's the reason he provided the way that we can have the strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We see this. But, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I thank the Lord for the Sabbath day because I believe God knew that we needed our strength renewed in the Sabbath day, and He provided the Sabbath day and we can rest. Praise God, and we can receive help. Help. I mean physical help. I don't know about you. With Brother Wesley, we prayed in the morning before we come to work. And sometimes he tells me, I am ready. It's about 8 o'clock, people. It's about 8 o'clock, by the way. He tells me, see, I'm ready to go back to bed. And I told him, I feel the same way. We need strength, people. I don't know about you. Physical strength. I'm talking about physical strength. We need spiritual strength too. But now I'm talking about physical strength. You know, the Lord can touch us day after day and give the strength that we need, the physical strength that we need to do His work. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, and what? And not be weary. And they shall walk, and not faint. This is possible. This is our inheritance. And God is working to bring us to that state. Praise the Lord. What about healing? Healing. Do we need healing in the Church of Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Both spiritual healing and physical healing. You know, Christians dying of cancer. Christians are suffering the same diseases that the world have. You know what I'm talking about? It should be not that way. It should be not that way. No. Exodus chapter 15. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 15. And verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently, pay attention to that word, pay attention to that word, diligently, is an adverb and modifies the verb hearken. If you hearken diligently, very carefully, if, pay attention to the condition, if you hearken, pay attention to the voice of the Lord God and will do. And we listen carefully and then we do that which is right in His sight. I will give ear to His, and will give ear to His commandments, and will pay attention to His commandments, and keep all His statutes. What? This is the condition. If we do this, what is God going to do? I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am, praise God, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He is our healer. You see? But let's come to an agreement if it's possible. It's true that this is Old Testament. Does that apply to the people of God today? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, those diseases don't belong to us. Yes. In our group, we have so many sick people. I am one of them. Asking the Lord to heal me. We all have one thing for another. And we are suffering today. And this is not our inheritance. This is not. Our inheritance is not disease. Our inheritance is healing in Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Isaiah, to remind us of what Jesus has done for us. Isaiah 53. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 53. And verse 5. But he, Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we will be healed. No, we are healed. We are healed. Those stripes that Jesus took, and when he shed until the last drop of blood, it was necessary. Because there was healing there. It meant death to him, but it meant life to you and me. This is part of our inheritance. Jesus. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Has done so much for us, how much we owe him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise the Lord. With the Spanish classes, we began a study about a comparison between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. The Old Testament and the New Testament. Praise the Lord. You know, we are under the New Testament. What is the Testament? Is Testament a will? They are synonyms. A will expresses, or a testament, the last will of a person who is going to die, and he or she expresses in a document what are they supposed to do with his belongings, with his possessions? It's a will. It's a testament. Is the will or testament in effect as long as the person is still alive? No. That person has to die. Huh? So, to inherit, we have to wait for the death of the testator. Testator, they call it testator. Testator is the person who does the testament. Is the person who writes. Oh, well, maybe he doesn't write. He might call a lawyer to do it for him. Is the person that expresses his will. But for the testament or the will to be in effect, the testator has to be dead. As long as he's still alive, it's not in effect. Praise God. Do you remember before Jesus went to the cross when he instituted the Last Supper and talked about the bread and the wine, and he said about the cup, this cup is the blood in my New Testament that is shed for many for the remissions of sins. My point is, Jesus died. So, our inheritance, we don't have to wait. Our inheritance is ours now, if we want it. It's now. It's available to us. Because Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant, with better promises, hallelujah, died. He sealed. Praise God. He sealed with his blood. Hallelujah. He sealed with his death. He sealed it. And it's available for us. Praise God. It's available for us right now. We don't have to wait. Because that inheritance is ours. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. And by the way, God is helping us. Because I feel in the spirit that God is awakening us. He's awakening us. He's working with us. Awake, awake, O Zion. Put out our strength. Who is our strength? Jesus. Put on thy strength. Jesus. And God is working with us. For people, I want to encourage you to keep pressing on to the very last effort in your life to see that we're going to enter, by God's grace, we're going to enter into the fullness of his call. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. And to finish, I want to read in Daniel chapter 7. In Daniel chapter 7 and verse 22. Until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Daniel has a revelation of what was going to happen in the end time. He wrote that the time came when the saints, the true people of God, they possessed what? The kingdom. We are in the kingdom now. We are kingdom citizens, but we haven't possessed the kingdom yet. But it's coming, and God is working. So let your life be surrendered to God. Let your life be so surrendered to God that he will see you individually, and the whole group and the whole church of Jesus Christ will possess the kingdom. That possess means to have in full and secure possession. To have in full and secure possession. We're going to possess the kingdom. Completely. 100%. Because it's available for us. Praise God. I will tell you, and I'm talking to myself, let's pray. Let's ask the Lord, praise God, to work in our hearts in a mighty way, to awaken us to the wonderful truth that God has given to us, that it's time to possess the kingdom. It's time to be completely 100% given to God, that he can pour out his spirit again, and the people of God will possess the kingdom. Praise God. May the Lord help us.